I'm starting to record.
And the game is rained out, so.
Hubert and Kathy, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Okay, now, and I think that, you know, we're going to decide to do the goals that Pearl will have and the examination of her last year's goals. It's getting to be late. I think we'll just do that the next meeting. I think that needs to be done at the meeting. That's what I feel. If that's okay with everybody, we'll do that then.
Do it in August.
Okay.
Finally.
Okay. The thing we need to do now is decide whether we're going to rehire Pearl Van Zandt. So I would entertain a motion.
I move that we rehire Pearl Van Zandt.
Second.
Okay. We will have roll call. Julie?
Yes, we should hire Dr. Van Zandt.
Okay. Wes?
Yes.
Jim?
I concur, yeah.
Daryl?
Yes.
And I agree with all four of my board members, so we will rehire you. Congratulations, Pearl.
Congratulations, getting a new point.
And now we have the task of deciding on a raise for our executive director. Last year, I will tell you that we gave her, one of the reasons was because everything was four or above on her, on those first five questions. We gave her a 4% raise. Now, you know.
Question, what determines the raise? Is it those first five questions?
No, it is a combination of the first five questions, our own common sense, our dealings with Pearl,
okay,
any public comments that have come to us, staff things that have come to us. It's a compilation of everything we know about the commission, how well it's run, how satisfied the staff is with her, and I think the questions clearly state that she is, you know, satisfactory or above in everything she does. So I don't think there's any question there. But, you know, it's our job, you know, our common sense, what our dealings were, well, everything combined. So
I think our raise should at least be commensurate with, you know, what's decent, what cost of living, you know, what is being done, you know, in the world. I mean, I can't see where we would not give her a raise.
No, I agree.
But I have no clue as to what's.
And we know a proven right point that she works on things beyond the hours that she spends at the office too. I mean, I often send things in after 5 o'clock, and I get answers back immediately.
Oh yeah.
So she works pretty much 24/7. Not quite, maybe. But.
Just so I understand, I'm trying to figure out how then are raises determined by other staff members.
There's a labor contract in each year which determines a negotiated raise for contract-covered employees. And then for rules and regulations-covered employees, generally the raises are consistent with the labor contract.
So everybody
although there's some authority that agencies have for the non-contract people.
So is it safe to assume that the staff gets a raise yearly?
Well, most years, some years it's not very much. There have been some years when there isn't any, but mostly they do. Kathy, do you know what it is in the current, or anybody else aware?
Seems to me we're talking about two different things.
Well,
it's my understanding, I know in the teaching profession anyway, that administrators can be rehired and not necessarily given a raise because that's what a board can assume. So I think that, you know, our situation here is maybe a little similar to that where I don't know if we can necessarily go by what the workers are getting for a raise, the labor people under a labor contract, we probably just have to set it at, you know, 4, 5, 3.5, you know, whatever, I guess, whatever we.
But for me, it would be as a point of reference.
Bingo.
Right. I'm sorry that I don't have that.
Yeah, because we don't want to pick a number out of the
air. Well, usually in the teaching, I know we get about a 3%.
None of you remember what the... We all work for love.
you don't pay them next week, and we'll see how much love there is in the room.
Are they doing something strange this year, like giving us so much percentage in January and then so much in July, or is that...
Well, it is usually, it is almost always broken in half. Mm-hmm. That part isn't strange.
Okay.
But it's the amount that I do not... I'm going to see if I can get the State of Nebraska website up here, and perhaps I can check it if you want to go on to some other...
Okay,
things.
Okay.
Oh, yes, Barbara.
Okay, Barbara.
If that particular thing doesn't work, another option you have, because you do need to do those two motions that Bill always asks for that have to do with the raise, and you can do something like whatever the legislature has approved, the percentage that the legislature has approved plus X amount if you want to go over that, or the amount the legislature has approved, or how, you know, however you want to do it. You could base it on that and then have, and then plug in the specific percentage when you get it later.
Very good.
And that is an option.
Okay, so what is my board's pleasure?
Perhaps I'm still in the dark then as to what the X percent would be. Does anybody remember what we did? Oh, we did CSID 4% last year.
Well, yeah, I think we did 4% last year, but I'm not sure if that was including the, I, as I recall, one year that we did what the legislature recommended plus, and I don't remember what the extra percentage was. And then maybe, I don't remember, you know, what the evaluation read like either, but it seemed like it was, you know, like something like, and I don't know the numbers, but let's say 3.5 plus an extra 1% or something like that is what I remember it kind of being, that we did the standard plus an extra 1% or something.
Is this a decision that needs to be made at this meeting? Or can...
Well, we need to do it soon.
Before
because
July,
July is the beginning of the fiscal
okay.
year. So it would be it would be good if I could get the evaluation in before July.
I will put on the motion, a motion on the table that we give Pearl a 4% raise this year.
Including or excluding the legislative?
Just a blanket 4% like we did last year.
So that includes the legislative provision plus
yeah.
whatever else?
Mm-hmm.
I would second that.
Jim, do you have an opinion?
No.
You don't have an opinion?
I know, that's shocking.
Boy, that is...
I want you to mark it down.
If my teeth were false, they'd be on the floor.
You can wrap your chin if you like. No, I'm just trying to understand the process as all. I don't, you know, I mean, there's no question, you know, Pearl does a good job and so on and so forth, so.
Right. Julie, do you have an opinion?
I would amend my motion contingent upon the, if the legislature's provision for raise would be more than what we just allotted, that we would adjust
it. I'm pretty sure it's not. It's not.
Okay, then strike. Okay.
Did you collect the minutes from last year's meeting for the commission?
That wouldn't tell the...
I looked there and there wasn't there. I do have Pearl's evaluation from last year and from 2006, and I looked. I didn't particularly look at the percentage rate on 2006, but last year it was 4%.
Then I do make that motion, and I think, didn't Wes second it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Julie, did you have, okay, the motion is on the floor to give Pearl 4%. We need discussion. Julie, do you have an opinion?
No.
Jim and Julie have no opinion.
It's
well,
amazing.
You're going to be made to take a vote, so I will. It's been moved and seconded that we give Pearl a 4% raise. Daryl?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Wes? Wes?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
And I agree too, so 4% it will be. And that will go on the evaluation. It's, oh boy, I can use Barbara's brain doing the evaluation.
I can spend that money on gasoline.
I'll do my best. Okay, we have next on I'm asking for procedural things. Have we covered everything that we need to cover as far as Pearl's evaluation is concerned?
I had asked Bill for a specific list of these steps because I knew, you know, this was kind of new.
Exactly.
And I didn't get that before today's meeting, and I'm sorry. But I believe that you just need to communicate this decision, the results of this decision and the two motions to Bill. Mm-hmm. And then if there is another step that he needs from you, he'll tell you. But then I believe he sends it on to whoever it is in state personnel. Barbara, okay. Does that sound right?
Either he or Dave does. Seems to have been different some years.
Okay. Now I have a question, though. The evaluation thing that I do, I know that has to be signed by me and you, Pearl. Mm-hmm. Does that go to Bill, too? Or is that what we're talking about, sending to him?
I was specifically talking about the decision.
Decision to hire you and the decision to 4% raise.
Right.
Yeah, that goes to Bill. The evaluation itself, generally, in most recent years, has gone through Dave, but he does need a hard copy. And then you get it to the person in personnel who needs it.
Okay.
It does need to be signed by you and Pearl.
Okay. It doesn't need to be necessarily signed while Pearl and I are together, though.
No. You can sign it and mail it to me.
Okay. Yeah. Does it matter if it is folded? Do I need it to get it in a
folding is fine.
Okay. Okay, I will make that one of my first priorities next week to get that handled, and I will get the information to Bill Brown.
Good job.
Let's see. I think that's all that we need on that, and if there's more, well, we will do more then. The next thing on the agenda is the revision of the staff survey, and Julie and Pearl and I were having a conversation that I'll let everybody in on now, that we were deciding that it might be, since we know that's going to be a lengthy decision, discussion, that perhaps we can do this, you know, make decisions on things like further directions on there, dividing it into two parts, making it mandatory, having some software that Jim has suggested, or having somebody else tabulate this so that there aren't, we all want everything to be counted, and we're all human, obviously, and so things happen, and if we have it, somebody else do it, and I don't know what the cost thing would be, but do you think we could discuss those among us on emails?
Madam Chair, I just want to be on record of making two statements here.
Okay.
Because I think it's important enough. Number one, I feel very strongly that these surveys should be mandatory. Yes, I hated getting a message from my principal saying it pains me that you haven't responded to this yet, but everybody at our school has to complete like different evaluations, different surveys, and you just sign off. That's how you do. You go in the mail room or wherever, you sign your name. I really believe that if we're going to get credibility and we want to show that the agency is surviving and it's doing all these great things, you know, you want 48, 49, whatever responses so that you can get tabulations. And secondly, to avoid any guesswork, I do believe these surveys should be somehow done independently, through somebody, sending out a form for people to turn back, or I think the electronic idea is really good. That way we don't even know who sent their surveys in or anything. All we do is go by the facts, what the scores are, and, you know, some of our personal dealings with Pearl too, and what we know about the agency. And those are my blanket, you know, two statements that I really feel are important.
I agree with Daryl.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it needs a lot more discussion. I mean, not
necessarily. No, I know that. I just want
not
to
on the mandatory
get a
thing,
start.
But I do think that we do need to, in that respect. So, if we can table this, and we can either do it through emails and this
sure.
kind of thing, or we can bring it up at the next meeting if we really think we need
it.
I think
we can
we'll
solve it
to,
overnight. I just think that we kind of feel that there's some common ground we can
right,
work
that
with.
There are things that we can agree on and disagree on and come to a consensus about.
I would rather do it in public discussion as far as deciding what to do. I mean, not necessarily today.
I don't think we need to decide all the details, but if we can decide a general direction
right
in the next 60 seconds, then
a general
got the
direction in the next, yes.
Do we have a public segment?
I will allow you to tell us something.
Yes.
You know, we do have confidentiality issues as a staff person, and if we violate that, our jobs are on the line.
Right.
You don't have the say. If I send a survey in, I don't know, I know some of you well, I don't know some of you.
Mm-hmm.
If I send a survey in with my name, and if I say something about Carlos and Wes or somebody else reads and tells the Carlos, Wes will not have any consequences to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like all the surveys should be in without any names.
Right.
Okay. I agree.
And if we did the computer online survey, I think that would be easily doable.
Oh, yeah. It could be optional.
What keeps one person from filling out 27 different surveys?
I believe that you can also track the IP address so that each individual computer, once you fill it out once, then...
If we have, you know, if we have a place that's tabulating, they can know who turns theirs in, but, you know, they don't necessarily, you know, they don't need to tell us. And that, you know, if we get, you know, one email from, you know, from a person that fills it out, you know, no, they can't come back and do it again, so.
It could be as simple as, you know, somebody could respond to it on computer, and then each supervisor could go, like Connie could go, Fatosh, did you do your survey? And she'd say
no,
yes.
Don't give that job.
I'll
do it.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, in each office, couldn't the supervisor just check out?
I don't think that it should be. First of all, I believe that it shouldn't be mandated. I think it will came as bad to the staff if this is mandated. That's my feeling. And I don't know if it is legal to mandate it, to fill it. Really have doubts, and I probably need to check on that too.
I
make sure
you
that you can do that.
Okay.
Because I never heard that mandated before. Yeah.
This is Hubert. Could I make a comment?
Yes, you could.
I'm going to ask a question of Wesley.
Yep.
Is it possible to set up a relay mailbox? The individuals would send their surveys into the relay mailbox. It would forward them, stripped of originating names and what have you.
We already have that.
That's a suggestion box.
Well, we do have the
suggestion.
Yeah, the suggestion box does that.
You know, but part of the problem with the suggestion box, when you get it to be read, it's a real mess to read through because it's no longer formatted.
Well, that's good to know.
No, it's not.
And it's a lot harder to read through it. It can be done. I'm not telling you can't, but it's a lot harder because you can't just go down, okay, I'll go down to the next question. Well, no, it's clear up here yet. It's,
yeah,
you know,
that's
on
good
this
to know.
Second line or whatever. Hmm. But I still would like to see, and I, like I said, I don't know, maybe this is not feasible, but it looks like we're discussing this anyway. But I would like to see, you know, little check boxes, and then under each question, an edit box where you can put in any comments you'd like under that question if you want to. but if we knew where the answers were, because people put them everywhere, and that's, you know, because there really is no place to put the answer for those questions, and so, you know.
I got a question. Did you say that Jim has some software that would be similar to?
I came across it because Hyatt, and see, I kind of wish Hyatt would do this too. I wish they would mandate their surveys. That way they get a great picture of what the people think. Yeah, that we don't just have the stack of responses. It's called questionpro.com. Is, I don't know what's
okay, we'll look into that. And, you know, if that's something, I don't know if you have to purchase it or.
Oh, I got a free trial.
There's also SurveyMonkey too.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I got a free trial.
I've done surveys by SurveyMonkey.
I have an interesting question. Now that we're on this, I guess I'm just bare bones honest, and if this comes out wrong, that's okay. But it seemed like the last couple of years we didn't have these issues. Is it that the people who responded, the answers were different this year, or did we as a board sort of drop the ball?
It's because I complained loudly.
Oh, good. Well, good for Julie.
Okay.
I think that's
the difference.
Okay. Because I just need to know for myself, you know, why am I seeing these things now and I didn't a couple years ago? Maybe I've been too lax on this before?
Well, I don't know, but I think we need to discuss that a whole lot further.
We need to banter this around and.
We can have Kathy explore different options for surveying
and get some things
to look at, which mm-hmm. then can be emailed to the board. You can, mm-hmm. you know, consider right. different ones and see what different way we might do mm-hmm. this.
Yeah, I think there's probably some answers out there, and I think there probably is a more efficient way to do it, and I'm with Julie. I really don't feel like we want to scrap the idea, because even from the 15 people that we got answers from, look at all the comments
good
we got
comments.
And very good comments and things that, you know, that mm-hmm. gives us pause to think about, and I really think, to me, only having 15, that still was a really great thing, because that somebody's got to let Bob Burns know that I really think that adding of that last question was an excellent idea, mm-hmm. because he's one of these people off the cuff, and it's a wonderful thing. I don't know how he does that. But.
I would also like to say that this was the year that the staff had been asked to complete the Mississippi State Comprehensive Statewide Needs Assessment. It's very possible it was a low turnout this year because people thought, I already answered mm-hmm. a lot of similar questions.
Yeah.
So
and they can get to be tedious too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any way that when they come to the staff meeting, when we have our staff in April or March, that they could complete it there?
That still sounds coercive. I agree with
you could encourage them, but not they wouldn't have to.
Yeah. I think the way you've done it in the past with the different options for mailing, emailing, or mm-hmm. online, which I didn't know had those, but anyway, having the different options, the time frame to do it in, the encouragement both from the board and from me that we really do want to hear from you, I think all those things are very good.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too, and I think I want to, the next staff meeting that we're invited to, I think I want to make it clear that, you know, if for whatever reason we tried to change the directions and whatever on there, that, you know, if you really still are confused, don't, you know, please come and ask mm-hmm. us about it, and I'll give you as much answers as I possibly can, and if I can't answer it, I've got four other people that I'm sure have the answers, so I really think it's important. And I think we're going to get off of that subject now. Showing my power.
Sounds good. We've got some ideas.
Okay. Anyway, we will, you know, get some things mm-hmm. going on that a little later. Now, the next one was cost of employee training and turnover, and I really feel like we've answered those questions, unless anybody on the board has further questions on that, because I think that came out of, you know, one of the comments of one of the staff that was concerned about the,
well, and,
the cost?
Well, and I've also gotten private correspondence from...
Some people?
From taxpayers and blank folks and, you know, this is a lot of money and need to do something, fix it, you know. So I feel responsible to at least bring it up.
Okay. And, if you'd like to discuss it, it's right there on the...
Yeah, right there on the agenda. I've said, I think, all I need to say about it. I don't know.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
The document that Kathy put together, the total turnover by agency that shows our turnover and all state turnover, all the state agencies' turnover, and the length of service for us and for all state agencies, that could be a part of the minutes that could be attached to.
Yes, I think
minutes.
That's a good idea. Do we need to make a motion towards that, or are we just going to
I
do
think
that?
Unanimous consent.
Okay, consensus. Okay, yeah. Kathy, would you please handle
that? I had emailed that to you, but not necessarily to the public or staff, but if it's part of the minutes, then the folks that that raise questions are
can look at that. That's a very good idea. That answers questions, too.
There you go.
Because I think that's very impressive. You know, we've gone steadily downhill. I mean, we started out with 9%, and then you look at the current ones, they're 4%, so that's less than half. So, impressive to me. Okay, if that is done, then we will go to, I think, focus topics is the next thing. And we have, in November, we are going to be in Kearney, and we're going to be...
August.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're going to Kearney in November, too. That's fine with me.
Okay. Kearney, we're going to Kearney in August, and it's going to be, since Deanna Jesse is out there already, and we're going to get some input on senior blind and the activities that go with that. And then in November we will be in Lincoln, and let's see, I forgot what the topic was.
Working with employers.
Okay, working with employers, which is extremely important topic.
Was there a date on the August one?
August 9th.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, okay. We'd have to leave on the 8th.
Yeah, August 9th.
Okay.
And for change, I'm going to be fairly close.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we need to talk about what our topic will be in February and where we want to meet and what our topic's going to be. And I think we had a suggestion before that, well, February wouldn't be affected, but that we would try to do meetings outstate in May and August, and then...
Bingo.
February in Omaha and November in Lincoln. I think
that ought to be a standing practice.
I think that sounds...
I do, too. I like to travel. That's not why I want to do it, though, but... I told you I have all kinds of opinions. Some of them are valuable, too.
So do we have any ideas on... I'm fresh out of suggestions. There are no more suggestions in my little pile of suggestions. They're all gone. So... anybody have any ideas?
I don't know if this has been covered, but I would like to know more about the short-term program similar to the center. I've totally spaced off the
gate,
name of it.
Mike?
Group teaching. It's Gate in Lincoln. It's SAIL, or SAIL is another one. FYI for your independence, different ones.
Right, but there's one they do in North Platte that's like a week long.
That's FYI.
That is something I would be interested in knowing more about.
Do each of those areas need to be talked about separately, or do
no,
we
they
combine?
Can be one. I would think it would make sense to have the topic be group home teaching sessions.
Okay.
And, we can present about all the different ones, what the basic, how it got developed, what the curriculum is, and so on.
If I'm not mistaken, our last couple of years in the February meeting, one of those groups has prepared the lunch and
that'd be awesome.
So forth in Omaha, the young student group, or
TABS.
Yeah, that would be an awesome
Would that be a good one for Omaha in February?
Yeah.
Okay, home group sessions.
Why don't you just call it TAMS, I suppose?
Okay.
Group teaching sessions.
Group teaching sessions.
That covers all of the different ones.
Okay. Okay, and so let's be setting the date to what, I don't know what the dates are in February, but generally speaking, we look at the second Saturday.
That would be February 14th.
That's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Good use for a day like that.
Wes may not want to come. He's got a sweetheart. I just know he does.
Do you really?
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, brush my bubble, Wes. You need a sweetheart.
It really matters, I guess, whatever. Any of those dates in February 1st, 2nd, 3rd, Friday?
You know, since it's so late, we probably could go to the first Saturday in February. I mean, if the 14th doesn't suit people, or if the 14th suits everybody.
I have no life, so.
I don't think it
really... Oh, you guys are so sad.
Yeah, aren't we more pathetic?
I think we need to think about the public and their participation.
There is the word of common sense out there.
Yes.
So, is the 7th, what does that look like to you, Julie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to suggest an alternate date in case of weather.
About the 21st.
Lincoln Chapter, the NFB has their, I don't know.
If oh, shoot, yeah, that would be a third Saturday. Yeah.
What time do you meet, 10:30?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not sure it works to have alternate dates with the public meeting requirements.
Because it's got to be,
regulations about that.
Publicized and all that way ahead of time, and, you know, not way ahead of time, but what, 10 days or something?
Weather till
The last second.
We'd have to research what the deal is with that, but we've really been fortunate so far. You know, we've really have. So, I mean, and I was at a meeting May 1st and 2nd last week and got caught in a blizzard. So February doesn't, it isn't just February.
So, does the 7th sound okay to everybody?
Yes.
Okay, let's plan on February 7th at Omaha.
9 a.m.
Okay, that's 2009. Good grief.
Oh, wow.
Okay, do we have any other ideas, just, you know, in case we're stacking up focus topics?
I got one.
Okay.
In the state plan, it talked about, I think it was supportive employment, you know, with for people with multiple disabilities and things like that. Have we talked about that?
What was that?
Supported employment as a focus topic. Not in a long time.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. I think I was at that one of those meetings, but I think it would be a good idea to revisit it because things may have changed. You know, there are different people that they're doing work with now and stuff. Okay, supported employment. We'll put that down as an alternate for the that would be the May meeting, then I guess.
May of 2009?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're not, I don't know, do we need to set a date in May, or can we wait, or would it be a good idea just to try it right now?
I think it's a good idea to go ahead and set up meetings ahead. We had held off on setting until the new board was in place officially, but I think it does help with planning.
Would it behoove to make sense to, so for consistency's sake, you know, do the second Saturday in May, August, and the whatever Saturday in November when there's no football game?
I would make a suggestion, actually, with rain and everything, and everything's kind of a moot point, but I would, I guess, make a suggestion that the May meeting be the first Saturday to eliminate, if anybody ever has any plans for travel for Mother's Day, or I know that's college graduation.
There might be fewer conflicts if we met
the first,
which is May 2nd. Right.
Or the last Saturday in April, or the first Saturday in May, I think would be
May 2nd. With
keeping us in much more of a...
That's fine.
Let's do the second Saturday in... the first Saturday in May.
Which would be May 2nd. May 2nd, yep.
Yeah.
And where is it going?
In May will be, don't know where we're going to go.
Ogallala.
We're going to try to be outstate someplace.
Perhaps like a Norfolk or a South Sioux City. I mean, we should go up to Columbus. Or
that was a lot of fun going to Norfolk.
I mean, we're covering kind of the West in August, going to Kearney.
Yeah, Columbus would
Columbus
be nice.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they got Columbus.
Columbus is Columbus. Nice.
What does that sound like to people? Columbus.
Columbus sounds good.
That would be good. There's no office in Columbus, though, but that's all right.
That's okay. It doesn't have to be where our
Hey, get a hold of the New World Inn. They got a good...
They
do. We just had our two-state conventions there. They got
let's try Columbus,
good karaoke
when
the bar Saturday night.
You're being very quiet, Jillian.
Whenever Jim... You will speak up if I have something to say. No worries. Okay.
They don't have a racetrack.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
Oh, just Simon.
Saturdays are the first.
No, Simon says they discontinued it. Columbus has a racetrack.
The 1st or the 8th of August?
Those are the first
okay,
two
what do you
Saturdays.
Think about August, guys?
It depends on the NAB convention. Because there are some folks that like to go to the alumni.
What did she ask? To switch the meeting from the 8th?
No, August.
We're going to August now.
Of 2009?
Right. We're setting up ahead of time because it really does facilitate. And if for whatever reason we have to change, at least, we have a starting place, I guess.
Using Julie's theory 30 days prior.
Mm-hmm. And
using your theory 30 days prior.
We did.
That theory.
Last year, we waited to set August, I'm remembering now, until after NAB. A Nebraska Association of the Blind decided on theirs. They are, and they really appreciated it, and so did I, because they always generally ask me to come, and sometimes other staff members give presentations and workshops too. So just planning on ahead until May of 2009 is probably good at this point.
Okay. All right.
And I'll be at that convention in July, assuming I still decide to go, and I can let you folks know where Pearl can, what they decide on dates for 2009.
That would be great.
Okay, so are we through with the focus topic thing?
I would say so.
Okay, then we'll move on to public comment. Any comments from the public? Is there any public out there?
This is Bob Beaton.
There's public there.
Okay, Bob.
I just wanted to express my sympathy to Daryl for his... stressful return from the NCSAB meeting.
Did we hear that story?
Yeah, he actually said he almost missed his plane.
I thought
that was going too.
If it weren't for Deb, she said, grab my elbow, we're running. If it weren't for her, I don't know if I'd have made it.
If it makes you feel any better, Carlos and I were stuck on the ground in Bethesda until Saturday.
No!
Yeah.
At the airport, I presume.
You're kidding.
Oh,
we were actually on the ground in the plane for 10 hours before they said, well, you might as well get off because the labor contract would not allow the plane staff to remain in a hold pattern any longer.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
for
oh,
things like that, huh?
That was at midnight.
Jeez.
We got on the plane after 5, and it was after midnight. Ellis and I went out and found a hotel, and we didn't get back to Lincoln until 3 o'clock the next day.
And I would also like to thank Daryl and Pearl and whatever staff that went for making sure I have a paycheck. Everybody doesn't know I work for Hyatt, and I do appreciate the business. Keeps me employed.
It was a very nice place to stay, I have to say.
Yeah, and the room rates they charged were outrageous, too.
Anyway, true. It was nice. It was beautiful.
Anyway. I will say that Carlos and I found a hotel for $65 a night, and we shared a room.
Hey, that wasn't a bad price.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chairman?
Yes, Barbara?
There was discussion during the evaluation about the numbers that would be generated by survey, and although I think that you had commented more than once about the fact that that's one piece of the way of figuring out the evaluation numbers, I just wanted to reiterate that that has been just one of the pieces of the puzzle. When Jim was saying that he didn't want to mess with numbers or whatever, then what that really would be saying to me is that anyone who would just take the average number of what the staff reported would be saying that they weren't going to include their own opinion or, you know, what they had perceived from comments from the public or other blind people or whatever as a part of the decision or individual actions or interactions with Pearl or whoever the director might be as a part of that decision. And I guess wanted to say that I think that when we conceived of having the evaluation and the survey and all of that, that it was to get a pulse of the agency from the perspective of staff, but not to abdicate the responsibility of board members to staff, but to have that as part of what you would be able to use to make those decisions, because you can't be there every day interacting with the staff or seeing how Pearl does things and stuff like that. And so it's one piece of hopefully a multi-pronged way of coming up with an evaluation of the executive director. I just wanted that on the record.
You see, Barbara, I'm glad you pointed that out. Like I said to you in the hall, I think that part of that, and maybe Nancy did say it beforehand that I missed it and so on and so forth, and that's partly my lack of understanding of the survey. Now, knowing that, next year I can, you know, probably be a little bit more, I won't use the word open-minded, because, you know, but whatever it is, you know, with regard to the survey numbers. Be it, do we go to a mandatory thing, be it do we redesign it, do we do it online, or whatever. So, I mean, that helps me put things in perspective, so I appreciate that.
Thank you, Barbara, for your comments.
I officially will withdraw my request for mandatory. I think that makes sense, that we probably
tweak it,
but figure another way to force it.
But okay. I would like to suggest, Nancy, if we could, because I know this topic isn't dead, and I appreciate Julie for jumping up and down and screaming about it, because she did make some of us think about it. Mm-hmm. Put it on the agenda for August to see if we can't try to come up with another way of survey distribution and clarity.
Okay, I agree that we can put it on the agenda next time. But I think in between time, yeah, it would behoove us to discuss these things and come up with comments and come up with a little bit of consensus. But getting the idea out to the staff and to the public, I think, is a very good idea. I just wanted to thank our former chairman of the board. I always appreciate her wisdom and help, and glad she's here today. Mm-hmm. Glad she's feeling better too.
Yeah. And I would also like to suggest the item, and maybe this is just a technical thing, that the politically correct term for old business is unfinished business.
Okay. So I don't think I'm going to change that.
There was another person in the
back. Okay, who? Somebody in the back?
It's Mary Davis.
Okay, Mary.
It's my understanding, Patricia sharing with me, that I need to make it known and noted that my attendance here after 1 o'clock is on a consumer basis, that the commission, that the state is not paying for me after one.
Okay.
I need to make that noted.
Actually, I thought that you wanted to make a comment, and I said you need to wait for the public comment to make you a comment.
So she's waiting on it.
And we were whispering, so I thought that you wanted to make a comment.
With all due respect to you guys, you're trying to do what we're trying
to call. Okay, we appreciate that. We appreciate conscientious staff that does their very level best to find out what they should do and then try to do it the right way. That's appreciate all of those things. Okay, are there any more public comments? Okay.
I do.
Okay, Patosh. Mm-hmm.
Actually, because I'm not sure if I'm going to be here for your next
meeting,
the next commission meeting. The idea of the using the blind and coming up with that was an awesome idea. And the people like myself was here from the beginning, understand the concept.
Uh-huh.
But the staff really changed. And I really don't know if they understand what it means anymore. Maybe you might think of asking straight questions, getting to those instead of using a kind of obscure way of evaluating.
Okay, so.
I mean, it wasn't obscure, I mean.
I know exactly what you're saying.
But times are changing.
Right, and I think there's a tendency not to use. I'm not saying anything bad. I don't use proper English a good share of the time anymore either. But I mean, there is a real tendency not to do that, and to, you know, use the slang language. I think the slang language is more a part of our. But I, some of those questions, they were written by some very intelligent people.
I'm not talking about the question. I'm talking about the first.
Oh, the first five items?
Blind, the concept of blind. I, whatever.
Oh, I see what you're saying. As they went down the numbers, that spelled out blind. Is that what you're saying?
The first part, isn't that Barbara?
Yeah. The number one is starts with believing it is respectable. Yes. Blind is the B, and the L is... whatever that one question is, and the third one is I, and the D, and you know what? You're absolutely right. We need that can be part of the, part of the direction, or maybe part of what I'm going to, write to them next year, or whatever.
Or just write questions. I mean, they are obscure, the people like myself, some of us were being here from the beginning, understood what it meant and how it was done, but I think staff doesn't come to the commission meetings. They don't know the discussions, and I don't think that they even read the commission meeting minutes.
Okay.
But
you're not saying to change the question. You're just saying they're explaining what they stand for.
I'm not saying they are not even questions.
No, they're not.
They are statements. You're asking people to give value. Maybe you should ask straight questions. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but
getting more answers.
But to me, the first five questions pertain directly to the executive director.
But they are not questions. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, but what I'm saying is, whereas they are statements, what you're saying is, believing it's respectable to be blind. Does Pearl believe it's respectable to be blind?
Then that's the way you ask the question. Ask the question now.
Carlos here.
Okay, Carlos.
But if you're going to ask questions, then you need to change the way to answer, because there is no space for answers. You are rating 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're rating, it's not a question, it's a statement. I'm not disagreeing with anybody. I'm just saying, if you want to change it, you also need to change the way to answer, because...
Yes.
Yeah,
that
only wrong to 5.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a great.
And the rate.
Yeah. Right. And I totally agree with you, Fatosh. I remember the first time I read through that, I was so completely and totally lost. It was not even funny. Definitely, and something else is that some of those, like the ones that the individual answered two things to, it's because there are two items in the single question. And so I think that needs to be,
break it up.
Hiring qualities or identifying priorities and seeing them through. I think that needs to be split into two things.
Okay, because that's probably what.
And the other confusing part of the second part of the questions, you're asking actually two things. You're evaluating Pearl in some questions, and then you're evaluating agency in some questions.
Yes.
I think those questions need to be in one segment, all of them, and the others are needs to be separate.
I think that's what Julie was saying in her email.
And that's exactly...
Well, you mean the 1 through 22 should be divided up too?
Yes, because there are some specific questions about Pearl and Pearl's performance. There are some that is general. Are you happy with your job? Are you
getting the support that you need?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. They're asking staff their evaluation of the agency rather than Pearl. I think they should be totally separate.
And that's what Bill or Esther and I were trying to say, and nobody else agreed with this, but what in the heck is that question all of a sudden in there the board is accessible. You know, I still find that that's not part of the, I don't know, I just don't see what it's doing there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, you know, maybe we need to discuss some of those things, and like Jim has requested for it to be on the next meeting, and if we can come up with some answers to some of those things. Maybe it's as simple as renumbering some of those questions, yeah, and moving them some in the first section, or, you know, maybe... you know, when you've got 22 questions, it's a little bit difficult without them sitting right there in front of you to organize. But I can see some of the wisdom to that.
I have a suggestion.
April?
You can have a task force. You can have a subcommittee to do some work separate from the public meetings. And this topic
seems like if you're going to abide by the public meeting. I'm sorry, this is Barbara Wilson.
Okay.
Okay, I thought there was a provision that there could be some...
There is, it's a new one.
Kathy, do you know...
Is there a new one?
There were some changes last year that had to do with some other stuff, but I thought it did allow for some subcommittee work. So,
oh yeah, you can have subcommittees. As long as you don't have a quorum, as long as you don't have a quorum of commissioners meeting, you don't have to call it a meeting.
Well, let me say, we'll research this. Yeah, we'll look at it. But my suggestion is, if it's legal, that you identify two or three of you to specifically really work on this. We don't need to look at the law now. We can figure it out. But, you know, to spend the public meeting on trying to reword questions. That's all I'm talking about. That a couple of you identify, yes, I want to work on this project.
I don't mind doing it. Put me on the list.
You know, and Kathy's going to be researching some options. And, I mean, we'll be working together with you. But that's all I'm trying to suggest. There have been a lot of good comments made about the survey. Mm-hmm. And I think it just needs to be worked on separate from, and it shouldn't just be worked on by Kathy and me. If a couple of you especially.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wouldn't mind working on that.
I don't mind it, whatever.
I mean,
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Barbara?
Barbara Lowe's. You know, I honestly do think that in the public meeting law that is not something, and that's one of the reasons that we did things via email where the messages were available if necessary to the public and that kind of thing. So you can certainly look at the public meeting laws, and maybe we were misinterpreting them. I hope not, but
it is right on the front page, so it won't be much research.
Do you want to read it?
It's under section 84-1409. Public body does not include 1. Subcommittees of such bodies, unless a quorum of the public body attends a subcommittee meeting, or unless such subcommittees are holding hearings, making policy, or taking formal action on behalf of their parent body.
So it couldn't be 3 of you.
Well, and I don't think we're doing any of those things. Yeah. I mean, it's just putting something together that we could present in a public meeting where it could be shown and approved or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think any decisions would be made in those. But
we can decide to present it. But.
And then if they presented it and the majority decided, I don't like any of that, we could just, you know.
We could say, all right, you
still
do it.
Still throw it out, you know. I don't know. I bow to wiser people than me, though.
I don't know. I don't mind working on something. Just tell me what I have to do.
Well, how was the survey created in the first place? I mean, I'm assuming it was not hashed out question by question in a public meeting.
You what?
Well, I don't know if we didn't do it right or not, but what we did was we did the email thing, you know, back and forth between meetings, and then when we got to the meeting, we decided upon it. All the decisions were made in public.
Yeah,
right, and that's what we're not going to make any decisions out of public. We were just going to discuss it so that we don't have you know, 115, you know, points when most of them boil down to five, you know.
And that makes sense to me. You know, the thing that we didn't do was meet, you know, face-to-face in person in small, in little
small groups.
Right. Or two of us even at a time, because we read the law that that wasn't something we were supposed to do. So, I don't know.
So you mean it's not okay for Julie and I to go out partying together, or Jim and I? Shoot.
Well, on your own time, you're on
Oh, my own time. As long as we don't discuss commission business.
No, but if you do, you could bill for it.
I don't think so. All right. All right. Anyway, any more public comments that?
I'll work on something.
And we'll you know, work on the other thing. Okay, I believe we are down to adjourn.
I do.
Okay, one more comment.
I'm really, really sorry. This is Mary Davis.
I'm moving to adjourn.
Because it has been a while since I've been to a board meeting, and usually it is on behalf of the staff, as a staff person. But coming here today, my heart is fully in the center, in the commission. It just is. And today I just kept thinking, if that governor walked through the door, who knows? But it just didn't come across to me as maybe toward the end is things being taken seriously. When I'm thinking of Pearl being evaluated and the numbers being there, the preparation for that kind of got to me. It didn't seem like there was a lot. And I'm sorry to say that, but as a public consumer, that's how it came across to me. If we have other people coming in, even family members of clients, I want them to take us seriously. And if they're, it just didn't come across to me very serious, so I just couldn't decide how to look, you know.
I thank you for saying that, because that's why I made that comment. Did we sort of drop the ball? And I think, I know I did, and I know that's on tape, but
you know, I
should have had more facts, and I think that's
a... Preparation,
and
I'm not just pinpointing one person,
believe me. No, I think that's a very good evaluation. I don't know how anybody else feels, but I certainly think that's something that I can look at.
I certainly can take my fair share of that too, because there were some things that I dropped the ball on today too. I agree. I have to agree. Sometimes technology interferes, and sometimes I'm not making excuses for myself, because I'm just not making excuses. We'll just let that.
That thought ran through my head, and if it runs through my head, there must be some element of truth to it.
If it at all makes you feel more confident about the thing, we did read all that information in email beforehand, so wasn't completely
right. We did.
Yeah. It was familiar.
Yeah, it isn't like we haven't gone over those surveys. At least personally, I can speak over and over over again. Mm-hmm. I have gone. I went through the. If that's what you're talking about, yes. What happened was, I need to do something with my Braille and note that went gone. All my notes were in there, and so I was a little vague. I was going on on memories only. But as far as going over the material ahead of time, Pearl sends this stuff all the time, and I personally go through it, and I'm assuming that the board members, since they're as interested in the commission as I am, that they go through everything too, and not just briefly. They go through it in detail so that we can know things like the state plan, very important document that, you know, that Pearl's going to have to submit, and she needs our help in making sure that it's proper, because you can read through something 10 times and then you need somebody else to go through it to make sure that there aren't things missing or something.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. And also, you know, with schedules being made around football games, that just really came across not
very
professional.
I think that's our way of having such heavy material interspersed with a few grins here and there, mm-hmm. so that we can get through a long meeting. I think that's our way of doing that.
That's
and
exactly.
We certainly, you know, out of all the meetings that I've attended so far, there has been only one meeting that I recall that one commissioner was missing. So I think that's a pretty good record.
And Nancy, you know, you respect a lot of your professionalism, and a number of you, I really do. But it's stuff like that, like just
for instance, one example, talking about the football game and not having it, the plan of action was to set maybe an agenda for the coming year, you know, with a schedule, and for maybe one or two people to say, well, we got to look at the football game schedule or whatever. Maybe that's the stuff that could be prepared for, so it wouldn't have to be voiced. I don't know, it's just a public opinion.
Okay, well, we appreciate anything that we can get from the public, because we do want to come across as looking professional.
Okay. Yeah.
We don't want to come across as looking, but I just look at comments like that, that, you know, meetings sitting on, you know, basically hard chairs and, mm-hmm. and you know, whatever, taking a Saturday off, that it helps me to get through a meeting and give me a little moment of frivolity so that I can go on to focus on what's really important. And it, you know, but I do appreciate your comments.
One of the things we can wrap it up. One of the things, Mary, I think that you're right, and of course I'm partly to blame for some of this too, and not that we're going to just point fingers at myself. But I've always told people, and I understand there's time and place for a lot of this stuff and so on. But I've always told people that take everything I say and just don't take it to heart, and ignore half of what I say and forget the other half, and then you're doing fine. And yeah, you're right, there is a time and a place for some of that stuff and so on and so forth, so we appreciate the heads up and that, and we'll, you know, like Nancy said, it's just a way of dealing with stress. And not that this is stressful, but it's just a way of dealing with certain things, and maybe it's not the right way to deal with it, but that's how some of us deal with it.
Just one real quick question. With these surveys, like, is there any way, Pearl, to get a final average or a final summary, like in Braille, so as we sat here, just like we do an agenda, we could look at that, or is that something
sure.
that would be really hard to do?
I was just going to say, actually, Julie, excuse me, I took a bite of cookie. I'm being one of those unprofessional things again.
No.
Was
no.
it good?
But I'm kidding you, Mary. I would not. I'm not, I don't, if you begin to know me, I don't put anybody down, but my mouth is truly full of cookie. At any rate, Julie did offer, and I know part of it's because, Daryl, your computer was down, but Julie did offer to have Braille copies for everybody today. And I didn't think that, you know, I was asking all these other questions of Daryl that we needed to get decided that I... That
no, you're right, and that would help us, though, to stay focused on that.
Yes.
We'll do that. That's a good idea.
And I would like to say, any of the materials, you know, we send a lot of stuff back and forth prior
okay.
to the ongoing, but
definitely.
Especially prior to the meetings, mm-hmm. but anything that any of you would like to have in hard Braille in front of you, please tell us. It's not a hard thing. It does help to have a little notice to make sure we can have it formatted correctly and get it done. But there's no reason we can't have materials in Braille. But I think there's so much that goes back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to presume which things
no.
you would want.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, we could start doing much more of that.
Okay, those are all good comments.
You betcha.
I appreciate all those comments from the public and... And from you, Pearl.
Thank you.
So now we have final announcements. Are there any announcements?
This is
anybody?
Pearl.
Okay, Pearl.
I would like to announce that we still would be happy to take you all through a tour of our new facilities
okay.
if you would like. It is 3:35 instead of 2:10. But if you want to, those who want to, let me put it that way, I will be happy to
okay.
take you through the
I definitely would like
mine is
to do
that. Are those shirts still available?
Were there any other announcements?
Are there any other announcements before we adjourn? I'm just assuming we're adjourned, but if there are other announcements, anybody? Okay.
So moved, we adjourn.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Well, that's the official way of
saying it. We need to second to the motion.
No.
I think it's unanimous consent. You can